It's Monday, June 27th, and this country has had a hard few days. I want to unpack and explain what I think the overturning of Roe versus Wade means for all of civil rights, all of human rights, and all of women's rights, and unpack how horrible the response has been from President Joe Biden and really the Democratic Party itself. There's a lot that should have already been said and done, and virtually none of it has been said or done. And it's really, in my opinion, time that all of us who tend to vote for Democrats demand new leadership from the top down. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Hey, everybody. It's really, really good to be back. My family and I had a vacation this past week and got some time off of work and some time with each other. So I'm actually feeling exhausted today. Yesterday was a long trip home, but refreshed in other ways. Emotionally, I'm refreshed and I'm glad to be back. And while I was away, Roe versus Wade very obviously was overturned. And it is alarming that it was overturned in great part because the majority of the Supreme Court were appointed by presidents that didn't even win the popular vote. And we have nominees that from the Obama administration that were literally just denied a place on the court. They literally stole a Supreme Court seat. And they did all of that. This illegitimate Supreme Court did everything that they did really for this moment. And they have been building and campaigning and organizing for this very moment really for the past 50 years. And I'm not here to congratulate conservatives or Republicans, but I am here to acknowledge to them and to teach to you that they got what they organized for. They got what they fought for. They got what they focused on. And when you focus on something and you organize for it and you push for it and you fundraise for it relentlessly for decades, there is a good chance that eventually you will get it. When you are ruthless in your pursuit of the thing you are focused on and determined to achieve, when you will achieve that thing by any means necessary, which I think we can agree that Republicans have done, you will achieve it. And that's exactly what has happened. Donald Trump appointed one Supreme Court nominee that was literally stolen from President Obama, got two more. One should not have happened. Ruth Bader Ginsburg should have retired during the Obama administration, but she didn't. She refused and then passed away during the Trump administration and ended up Trump in one term, ended up getting three nominees to the Supreme Court. And he nominated relatively young people who were extreme in their views. And even though two of them promised that they would not overturn Roe versus Wade and arguably said such under oath, they did so anyway. And none of us should be surprised because, again, this was their focus. This was their determination. They made this happen. And we can call it evil. We can call it corrupt. Call it whatever you want. They organized for it. They fought for it. And to this end, Republicans have been more successful organizing around a central premise that they care deeply about and pushing until they make it happen. And not only that, but in dozens of states all over the country, their state legislatures and their conservative governors had already agreed and even passed legislation such that if Roe versus Wade was overturned, it would immediately trigger a ban on abortion in their states. And not just a ban with some limits, many states have even banned abortion in the case of incest, even banned abortion in the case of rape. Some have even banned abortion even if it will save the life of the mother, which is wild. And and medically irresponsible in every way. And doctors are already saying, like, no, I can't agree to that, because there are moments where to save the life of a mother, you have to perform an abortion. And women have shared countless stories where that was the case for them. And so it puts this entire country in a very horrible place for the civil and human rights and medical rights of women. And one of my colleagues at Grassroots Law, you know, said to me yesterday, this is a degradation of women's citizenship in America. Like, women are now less of a citizen than they were just a few days ago. And it's true. And conservative members of the Supreme Court, particularly Clarence Thomas, explicitly wrote in their opinions that this is just one decision and many more are to come. And there are multiple things, multiple laws that we need to consider overturning, including laws on civil rights and human rights for millions and millions of Americans. And so in response to that, the White House, led by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who really had 2 months to prepare for this moment when the decision was leaked, and it was leaked 2 months ago, and then it was confirmed to be real, they had 2 months to plan the single most robust response imaginable, such that just like conservatives planned for when the decision happened, it would then trigger new policies and new laws that would immediately take effect. Joe Biden and the White House did no such thing, nothing. And he gave a half-ass speech that gave no instructions on what to do next. And it really triggered no substantive policies that are actually going to make a difference. And the same thing from Vice President Harris. And the same thing from the actual Democratic Party. There is an organization, a legal entity, that is the Democratic Party, and they also have failed. And we're at the point where we need to actually call for and demand new leaders of the Democratic Party. We need to have new nominees for president and vice president, because in this moment, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the head of the Democratic Party and the staff of the Democratic Party are not meeting this moment. They are failing to meet this moment in so many ways. And this is an opportunity. Here's the thing. Crisis presents an opportunity for leaders to lead. Crisis presents an opportunity for leaders to show those who need them what they're made of. And instead, Biden flew out of the country for meetings that he had. I didn't see any senior leaders of the White House attending protests or demonstrations or giving any real instructions on what's next, other than donate $6 to our campaign. And it's crazy. And so we can either just accept this loss and accept that there are a lot more losses to come, or we can demand real substantive change in the Democratic Party from the top down and demand the best we can for the Biden administration to begin doing something of substance. But here's the thing. When people tell you who they are, when people show you who they are, believe them, right? And he's shown his cards. He's got a bad hand. He plans on doing nothing of substance. We should not have to demand Joe Biden to stand up on this. It should have already been in place. And that it wasn't is a deep, severe disappointment for tens of millions of Americans. And I think it shows us how the next few years are going to go. He's got nothing. And without him being strong and fighting for real, rigorous policies, it's going to be a hard few years with him in office. So I'm ready to push for the next person. And I think we all should. Listen, love, 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 and appreciate all of you. If you're not yet a member of the North Star, please go to thenorthstar.com and join today. It's a tough time, but we need to prepare to organize in every way we can. Take care, everybody.
break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.